is Sal L. Jolson, folks, and we're back in South Dakota. But tonight we're presenting Edward Everett Horton, Ginger Rogers, Harry Savoy, and last but not least, Victor Young. A couple of hours ago, Victor and I went to a little restaurant in the neighborhood to get something to eat. And Victor said, Al, I just feel I'd like to have some seafood. He says, you know, I was born at Auvergne. Well, anyway, and as the waiter came over, Victor said, pardon me, do you serve crabs? And the waiter said, sit down, we're not particular. Well, I didn't mean that, Victor. I love you. Well, right now, Victor's going to play a medley that he played for you folks in Chelsea several weeks ago. A medley of tunes from the new Paramount picture, Every Night at 8, starring George Raft and Alice Faye. Sell out, Victor, and sell out good.
Thank you. next guest is a young man who's been touring the Baltimore theaters with great success for the last 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, and his name is Harry Savoy, and the lead is a goofy guy. Last evening, I had him over to my house for dinner. And after he got through eating, I said, Harry, see what you can get on the radio. And the darn fool took me literally. He went out and pawned it. But I've enjoyed his work in Baltimore many times, and I know you folks in Chelsea will like him too. So here he is, Harry Savoy. Hiya, guys. I like Al. He's a great master of cemeteries. I cut out, guys. So I'm standing. So I came out. So I'm here. So what? Hi, Roy. So now reorganize. So, anyhow, 30 days past September, April, May, and my uncle for speeding. Ah, take it easy, guys. Sure. Relax. So, the manager of my hotel wants to thank the sponsor of this program for giving me this nice work. Hi, Roy. So I have a small room. I have a room with a window. Yeah, facing the wall. They call it the Italian room. The Italian room. It's a douche. Oh, snappy stuff. I'm giving you an F. That's all right, guys. So I'm standing on the corner to a cop. He didn't have a horse. It was a bicycle. I like vanilla. So, hey, is anybody smoking a rubber boot out there? So the cop said, I couldn't, so you wouldn't get it. So what, can I help it? Oh, Big Newton. I was...
Harry, you know, you were supposed to meet me inside the Paramount Theater.
Yeah, I was... Well, I'll give you a hit in the head, man.
Oh, hit in the head?
I didn't know what Rome is... I don't know, was it? I'm stuck.
What about Rome?
Rome wasn't built in a daybed.
Answer my question. You were supposed to meet me inside the Paramount Theater.
Yeah, and I know. I went to the box office.
Uh-huh.
I put my hands in my pocket,
yeah.
And all I found was 2 pennies.
So what'd you do?
So I weighed myself twice and went home. I'm sitting in my apartment, see?
Oh, you have an apartment?
I was... What?
You have an apartment.
What are you, an echo? I have one of those band-up-to-date modern apartments.
Lovely.
I have one of those apartments. You're sitting in a dining room.
Uh-huh.
And you want to go in a parlor or the bedroom or the kitchen.
Yes.
You stay where you are.
But, Harry, if you knew you couldn't meet me, why didn't you call me on the telephone?
Sure. Why couldn't I call you? Period. New sentence. Get a go in those telephone booths?
Of course I've been in a phone booth.
Yeah, if you open the door, you can't hear, and if you close the door, you can't breathe.
I get it.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Did you ever see a $9 bill?
Don't be stupid. Who ever heard of a $9 bill?
You never saw a $9?
Never saw a $9 bill.
I received one from the telephone company this morning.
But, Harry, I think the telephone company is very, very liberal in allowing you 5 minutes for your nickel.
Yeah, they give you 5 minutes for your nickel.
5 minutes for your nickel.
3 minutes to get your number, 1 minute to find out you got the wrong number, and a minute trying to get your nickel back.
Yes, but with the new dial system, the telephone company absolutely guarantees not to give you any more wrong numbers.
They guarantee you not to give you with the dial system.
No more wrong numbers.
Sure, with the dial system, you get the wrong number yourself. It was raining. See, it was raining cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs?
I stepped into a poodle.
No, you mean a puddle, a puddle.
A puddle.
Oh, how can anybody be so dumb and live?
Yeah, my whole... How do you know I'm living? You think I'm dumb? You ought to see my brother.
Is your brother dumb?
Is my brother dumb?
Yeah.
The police are looking for the stork that brought my brother.
Harry, tell me, why in the world are the police looking for the stork that brought your brother?
They want to press a charge of dope smuggling. Run a stub, eh, boy? Nah, save it for the finish. Hey, look, what did you take up in school?
My school, I studied French and algebra.
What was that?
Algebra.
All right, say something in algebra.
Stupid, it can't be done.
You want algebra?
I want algebra.
I'll give you a hit in the head, I'll give you algebra.
Hit in the head.
So you bought a horse.
I bought a horse.
The horse lost its tail.
The horse lost its tail.
You'd have to sell a horse wholesale.
Well, why would you have to sell the horse wholesale?
You couldn't retail them. All right.
I went to school.
I don't believe it.
14 years. I went to school 14 years.
And then what?
Then they put me in the second grade.
Oh. Tell me, why didn't they put you in the third grade?
I didn't want to embarrass my father. He was there. Ooh, I could give you a mangle in a minute.
I know what's wrong with you, Harry, boy. You're just temperamental.
Temperamental?
Temperamental.
I know, I'm 100% temperamental.
100% temperamental.
95% temper and 5% mental. I go for you, though.
Yeah, I don't believe you or any other man.
You don't believe?
I don't believe men.
Why?
Because my mother told me that all men are lies.
Her mother told her all men are lies.
All men.
The men ever tell you they like you?
Many men have told me that I am beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Don't forget what your mother told you. That's all right, guys. I know what's the matter.
What's the matter?
I'm broke.
You're broke.
Broken, penniless.
And you are penniless.
What about the Tsar of Russia?
Well, what about the Tsar of Russia?
He was Nicholas. Hey, no, we ought to get married.
Oh, don't be silly. I wouldn't marry you.
I'd get married.
I wouldn't marry you.
Ah, come on. Be a support.
I should say not.
Why not?
A woman is a fool to marry.
You're right.
You said I'm right.
A woman is a fool to marry.
You said it.
But what else can a man marry? Come on, guys. Get in there, boy. I'm winning.
How are you never forget this one thing?
Go ahead.
That woman is the light of the world.
Isn't that pretty?
You bet it is.
Woman is the light of the world.
You said it.
Yeah, man is the powerhouse that supplies the light. I'm no fool. I take the good answers. What did Adam? What did Adam say in the Garden of Eden when his wife fell out of the tree?
Well, what did he say?
He said he's dropping again. Oh, silly stuff I'm sticking in now, boy.
No, oh, you're nothing but an insipid dope.
Insipid?
Insipid.
I wouldn't call you insipid.
You wouldn't?
You know why?
You know why?
I don't know what it means.
It doesn't matter.
Ah, you are beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Beautiful beyond repair. 15 years ago, my ingrown demi-tasse. 15 years ago, you and I were both 18.
That's right.
Today you are 21 and I...
You're what?
I am 33. Time marches on. For a long time, I've been holding back a secret.
A secret?
But I can't hold it back any longer.
No.
I can tell you my secret. Tell it to you and tell to you now.
Oh, what is your secret? Tell
it. I am not your mother. Folks, we thank you for the use of the hall. I just want to say this time that my time has expired. Expired, there's the word, expired. I read that in my insurance policy. Now, don't be bashful. If you see me on the street, come right up to me and say, come on up, Harry, have dinner with me sometime. So long, guys.
Our next guest, a young lady you certainly all know, or else you just don't go to pictures. I don't have to use superlatives to tell you about Top Hat. Everybody knows Top Hat is a smash hit of the year. Ginger Rogers, star of Top Hat, is now one of the most popular screen stars in America. It's a feather in our hat to have her here in Chelsea Go. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ginger Rogers. Miss Rogers will now sing that great hit from Top Hat, No String.
Oh, wait a minute, Al.
What's the matter, Ginger?
Well, don't you think it's kind of hard to sing a song cold like that? I mean, bang, and you're into it?
Why, Ginger, you can sing it all right. You sing it swell.
But, Al, wouldn't it be just a little nicer if you'd, well, kind of get me in the mood a little?
Oh, I know what you want. I'll get you in the mood. How's this for a sample? Darling, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Your eyes are like diamonds. Your teeth are like pearls. Your lips are like rubies.
Nice work, Al. Do you have to mention your wife's name while making love to me?
I'm no fool. But really, Ginger, I'm crazy about you. Won't you be mine?
No, Al, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ginger, you're driving me up to me.
Don't be an actor. I'll stay out here, Mr. Vance. No free, no connection, no tie to my affection. I'm fancy free, and free for anything fancy. No date that can't be broken, No words that can't be spoken, especially when I am feeling romantic. Like a robin upon a tree, like a sailor that's lost the sea, like an unwritten melody on sea that's new. Bring on the big disruption, my debts are cleared for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. I wake up every morning with a smile on my face, everything in its place as it could be. I start out every morning just as free as the breeze. My cares upon the shelf, because I find myself with no strings, no ties. I'm fancy free and free for anything fancy. No words, no days, especially when I am feeling romantic. Like a robin on a dream, like a sailor that goes to sea, like an unwritten melody on the sea that's me. Bring on the big attraction, my debts are set for action. I'm fancy free and free for anything I fancy.
Ginger, Ginger. Did you hear that thunder?
I heard something.
Come on. Let's do that scene from the picture.
Oh, now I get it.
Miss Rogers, it's going to be raining hard in a minute, and I have an umbrella. May I rescue you?
No, thanks. I prefer being in distress.
Oh, say, you wouldn't want to be just a little more friendly, would you?
Why should I? I don't know you from Adam.
Maybe it's the way I'm dressed.
Oh!
Are you afraid of thunder?
Oh, no, it's just the noise.
Huh. I'll bet you don't even know what thunder is.
Why, in school they taught us it was something about the air.
Oh, no. You see, when a clumsy cloud from here meets a fluffy little cloud from there, he billows towards her. She scurries away from him. He studs right up to her. She cries a little, and there you have your shower. He comforts her. They spark, that's the lightning. They kiss, thunder. Are you scared?
Who wouldn't be with all of that thunder?
Thunder, nothing. Just the young just dropped a bass drum.
Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all the sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together. So I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. And everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds they broke, and oh, what a break for me. Oh, I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Heard what we've had to say about Supercell, that it's the first truly balanced gasoline, that it's the first gasoline really adapted to the stop-and-go driving we all do. Maybe you've decided to try Supercell sometime, but have just put off doing so. Here's a report that we hope will help to make up your mind to begin using this new type gasoline very soon. It's from a motorist in Binghamton, New York. Mr. Harry Stewart, he says,
I used to buy first one brand of gasoline and then another. Then I tried Supercell and have been using it ever since. There really is no other gas like it. Supercell gives me at least 2 more miles per gallon.
Why don't you get this saving too? Why go on paying out more money for gasoline than is necessary? Use this gasoline that is specially suited to the stop-and-go driving you do 80% of the time. Use it for 2 weeks or a month. Then check up and you'll see you don't have to fill the tank so often when you get this balanced gasoline. You can get Supercell anywhere at any of the 30,000 neighborly Shell stations from coast to coast.
Before I sing my next song, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity of telling you that this is my last night as host in Celtico. And believe me when I say that in all the years I've been in show business, no engagement has given me more pleasure than the 26 weeks I've spent here. And if during that time I've made you happy, well, I'm happy too. And I want to thank all those who've made it possible. To Victor Young and his officer, I say thank you. To Martin Freed, my accompanist, I say thank you. To my officers, Patrick Flick and Eddie Davis, I say thank you. To John Reber, who engaged me, and to the Shell Oil people, I thank you. This is the loveliest engagement I've ever had. And to all you ladies and gentlemen so kind as to listen and to write to me, I say from the bottom of my heart till we meet again, I thank you. Next Saturday night will be a new host in Celtico, Mr. Waller Winchell. And to you, Mr. Winchell, I extend the most cordial welcome. Good luck, Waller Winchell. And now, folks, there's one song I've never sung to you here in Celtico, so I've been asked to sing it, oh, so many times. It's a song from a picture I made several years ago. And I really believe I like it better than any song I've ever sung. It's called Sunny Boy.
Climb up on my knee, sunny boy. Boy, you're only 3, sunny boy. You've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sunny boy. When there are great I don't mind great skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You've made
heaven for me right here on earth. And when I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, sunny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind. I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. No, I'm a lonely fool.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll all be back here in Chelsea next Saturday night. Because I know you won't want to miss next week's show. What a show that's going to be. Walter Winchell's Master of Ceremonies. Eleanor Powell, a brilliant new singing and dancing star from the Broadway Melody in 1936. Elaine Arden with a brand new type of comedy featuring a female Greek dialect. Louis Armstrong, the world's hottest trumpet player. Joe Humphrey is the best-known fight announcer in the world. The Frim Sisters, a sensational young singing duo. Milton Berle, famous comedian. Neela Goodell, radio singing star. And last but not least, Victor Young is going to be here, our old Victor and his orchestra. So, remember, it's a date next Saturday night. Until I see you again, no matter when, I say from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Victor.
Tune in next week when Walter Winchell presents Eleanor Powell, Elaine Arden, Joe Humphreys, the Frim Sisters, Milton Berle, Louis Armstrong, Neela Goodell, Victor Young, and his orchestra. If you are now on Daylight Saving Time, you will hear the Shell Chateau program at the same time next week. If you are not now on Daylight Saving Time, you will hear this program 1 hour later. Musical selections on this broadcast included Piccolino from Top Hat, You Are Free from Apple Blossom Time, Sunny Boy from Singing Pool, Continental from Gay Divorcee, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes from Alberta, I Feel a Song Coming On, I'm in a Mood for Love, Take It Easy, and Speaking Confidentially are from Every Night at 8. Your announcer, Burton Bennett. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcast.